I had told the story when I got the Gerald R. Loeb Award from UCLA for business journalism. So I go out there, and I'm the same guy. I can be the same stupid guy in public as I am on air, right? So we're at a cocktail party before the big event, and they give us an award for outstanding business journalism. And we got a little cubby group going there that I injected myself into. And this group of, I want to say, three or four women and two guys were bitching about Chevrolet Suburbans and fuel efficiency and all this stuff. And I'm listening to all of them trash and demonize people to drive big SUVs and everybody else agreeing to it. And so I asked the lead, the guy discussing this, what he drove. Now, he works at the Anderson School of Business at UCLA, but he also writes the annual report, economic report for the state of California every year, and he's a great guy. He is a wonderful person. And I asked him, what do you drive? Where do you live? Well, he actually lives up on Mulholland Drive, which tells you higher education pays more than I thought, and he drove a Jaguar Vodenplatz. And I said, that doesn't get as good a mileage as a Suburban.
Yeah.
And you would have thought that I had set off a bomb in the place, because, I mean, I scattered that group in about 2 seconds. But again, it shows how we can be disconnected from ourselves, because they honestly believed what they were saying about Suburbans without even questioning what they were driving and what they get for mileage.
Right.
Because he got this sheepish look on his face, kind of laughed. He said, yeah, but it's got a great ride and drive to it. And I said, I absolutely agree. I was just kind of comparing it to the Suburban.
Yeah.